بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله مقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصلي على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله، سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله، التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله زاكيات لله طيبات الصلوات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء، التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن ساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، بسم الله، التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله، السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وأنه هو أضحك وأبكى صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, we had been discussing the very important hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once asked the Sahaba that, is there any person who is prepared to take from me these five advices and who will practice upon them? And if he, so either he practices upon them, takes his five advices and practices upon them, or he teaches it to somebody else who will practice upon it. So we mentioned the importance of learning, the importance of transmitting the knowledge, passing it on to others, making tabligh of it. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu very willingly, with enthusiasm, with zeal, with fervor, immediately say, Ana ya Rasulullah. I will accept these five advices with the intention of obviously practicing upon these five advices. And we discussed four of these five advices. The first one, ittaqil maharima takun abad al-nas, just to refresh in our minds. Wherein Rasulullah said, fear or beware and refrain. Refrain from all those things that Allah has prohibited upon you. All the prohibitions, all the don'ts. Where Allah says, don't do this, don't do that. A person has to refrain from those prohibitions. We call that muharramat. And if you do this, takun a'bad al-nas, you'll be the greatest of worshippers. And I mentioned that which one of us does not want to be regarded as the greatest of the worshippers of Allah. So whilst we have the positive aspect, in other words, doing good deeds, which is much more easier than refraining from haram, that is more difficult, and because this is more difficult, it is harder than nafs. A person has to exercise more mujahada. Therefore, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallam, it is mentioned he'll become a'badan nas, the greatest of worshippers. So, worship, being an abid, is not just doing good deeds, but it also involves refraining from all those prohibitions and staying away from sayyat, from evil. And second advice was, وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ, that become, be content, be happy, be pleased, be content with whatever Allah has given you, whatever Allah has distributed for you, whatever Allah has decreed for you, whatever is in your lot. Then have qana'at. وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ, be pleased, be content. If you have contentment, تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ, you'll be the richest of people. You may not have the most amount of material wealth, but your heart will be happy. Your heart will be content. If the heart is poor, then the person will always be desiring more and more, and he'll have greed in him. He'll never have contentment. And this will lead him to take him far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So qana'at will make you the richest of people if you have contentment in your heart. And then, وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَىٰ جَارِكَ تَكُنْ مُؤْمِنًا, and be kind to your neighbors. And we mentioned so many qisas and incidents of how the Salafi Salihin, they were very careful about the neighbors, and they would not harm the neighbors, they would not cause them any type of pain or suffering or discomfort. So much so that there were those neighbors who sold their houses and they doubled the price, because one is the price of the house, and the other, if you wanted to be the neighbor of a person like Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, or Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. So if you are kind to your neighbor, you'll be a genuine believer. وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَىٰ أَخِيكَ وَأَحِبَّ وَأَحِبَّ لِأَخِيكَ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكَ تَكُنْ مُسْلِمًا. If you be a true Muslim, then love for your Muslim brother what you love for yourself. And this we discussed last week in detail. So many examples were given, and we expounded on this, that love for your Muslim brother, what you love for yourself. The battlefield also, the person is dying out of thirst, and he wants the water, and the water is brought to him, but he hears the person next to him, his Muslim brother, also dying and crying out of thirst, and he passes on the water to him, he gives preference to him, and he hears the third person and the fourth, and by the time the water comes back to the first person, he leaves the world, and then the second and third. All of them love for the Muslim brother what they love for themselves. And the last one, so we mentioned, ittaqil maharim. Basically what we have to do is refrain from all things that Allah has made haram, Allah has prohibited upon us. Then we must have contentment in our life. Then be kind to our neighbors. And then love for Muslim brother what we love for ourselves. And the final one, وَلَا تُكْثِرِ الضَّحِكَ فَإِنَّ كَثَّةَ الضَّحِكَ تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ. Do not laugh excessively, because excessive laughter, it تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ, it deadens the heart. It brings corruption to the heart. This heart which is alive, it makes the heart dead, the spiritual heart. The spiritual heart becomes dead. In the Shariat, we have been exhorted, encouraged to do those amal and those things in our life that will make this heart alive. For example, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The example of one who is a dhakir, he's making the dhikr of Allah, he's saying Allah, Allah, Allah. So that is, his example is like a living person. The one who is not making the dhikr of Allah, لا يذكر. But he's like a dead person. So like this, the heart also is alive, the spiritual heart. It can be alive, al-qalb al-hay, or it becomes al-qalb al-mayyit, a dead heart. You see these hearts that we have, these are like huge pots. And the tongues that we have, they are like the spoons and ladles that scoop out whatever is in the pot. If these hearts that we have are filled with filth, obscenity, vulgarity, just talking things which are unnecessary, then those things will come out of the heart, come onto our tongues. But if the person has Allah in his heart, dhikrullah in his heart, and he has kind words and kind things, then those things will come onto his tongue. So here in this hadith, Rasulullah did not prohibit us from just laughing, no. Excessive laughing. Laughing is permitted, but we should not exceed the limits. Somebody asks, هل كان أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يضحكون? Would the Sahaba رضي الله عنه, did they laugh? So in reply, yes. كانوا يضحكون. They used to laugh. But والإيمان أثبت في قلوبهم من الجبال الرواسي. Iman, whilst they were laughing, Iman was so firm in their hearts, more stronger and stable and firm than huge mountains. In other words, when they laughed, they did not become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the thing that makes the heart dead. Ghaflat, sins, heedlessness. When a person becomes oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that my Allah is hearing, my Allah is seeing, my Allah is watching. Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Majub Ghori rahmatullahi alayhi was a very, very close companion and murid and khalifa of Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi. He lived his life with Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi and learned from his beautiful teachings and advices, extremely close to Mujaddid al-Millat Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi. After the demise of Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, some of the very senior khulafa, they had gathered and they were busy having some conversation. So Khaja Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, he was there. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi was there. And other great khulafa were present. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi says that somebody made said something light-hearted. And obviously they all laughed. Permissible to laugh. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبَكَ. Allah makes us laugh, Allah makes us cry. So laughter is not impermissible. So they laughed. And after they laughed, immediately after that, Khaja Sahib rahmatullahi asked Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi, and he asked the others, that be honest, whilst each one of us laughed at this moment, be genuine, be sincere, speak the truth. At that moment, did you become ghafil of Allah or not? They all replied, Hazrat, at that moment, yes, we became ghafil of Allah. Khaja Sahib says, I can take a qasam in Allah. At that moment, even though I laughed, but I did not become heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ghaflat didn't come into my heart. So when we laugh excessively, what happens? Then it becomes a second nature to us. And then every opportunity we have, we will laugh and make others laugh. And to be cheerful is perfectly permissible. Rasulullah entered the home,
the Sahabi, the Ummahat al-Mu'mineen would say, he would enter with a cheerful face, the Beast of Islam smiled at them. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طريق شريعة tells us, do not disdain, do not look down upon any act of deen, anything, even though it's something small. And what the example that Rasulullah gave, that you meet your brother with a smiling face, a cheerful face. There's nothing wrong in that. Don't think that is haram in Islam. No. To smile, to be humorous also, but there is a limit. And that's the problem we have. We go beyond the limits. And we become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In most times of Rasulullah's life, most cases, the laughter was a broad smile. إِنَّمَا كَانَ يَتَبَسَّمْ. And if he laughed, it was not like our laughter, which in Arabic we call as qahqaha. Qahqaha means roaring laughter, we just laugh excessively, there's no limit. So even the sound also was not a loud sound. Rasulullah would give a broad smile, he would give a broad smile. Many of our mashayikh have seen, who were very, very, they were very pious and they had the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their laughter was not like ours. So even if somebody made a joke, something humorous, and if they laughed, it was just like a second, and immediately they would stop, without any sound that we make when we laugh. When a person laughs excessively, what the hadith says, تُمِي كَثْرَةَ الضِّحْكِ تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ, it deadens the spirituality of the heart. And this is exactly what we don't want in our life. Sins, and all these things, they bring darkness into our heart. And this darkness come layers upon layers upon layers. And the heart becomes engulfed with darkness, and then it becomes hard, and after it becomes hard, it becomes dead. And in this hadith, it is very clear, and other hadith reported in Al-Adab al-Mufrad, that laughing excessively is one of the causes, or is the cause of making the heart dead. We want our hearts to be alive. When the heart is alive, then spiritually also he'll feel good. Otherwise, the person will feel spiritually numb. He'll feel no feelings, no emotions, not enjoying his ibadah. In fact, his heart won't even take him to salat and dhikr and tilawat. He will look for every opportunity and he'll feel comfort with his friends so that they can have a roaring laughter. He'll give preference to even being in the company of the angels in the masjid, or being in the company of good people, pious people. So his meeting with Allah will be secondary. He'll give preference to meeting his friends. Why? We will have a nice time, we will chill, we will laugh. Again, to be cheerful, to be happy, perfectly permissible in Islam, but there is a limitation, and most of us, myself included, so what happens sometimes, we become ghafil of Allah Rabbul Izzat, we exceed the limit, we don't realize, and all those things will only deaden the spiritual heart. Shariat is not saying, but become so serious, and you can't smile, you can't be cheerful, you can't be humorous. Rasulullah SAW also had a sense of humor, but if he said anything humorous, he said it was the truth. So he didn't lie when he was humorous. We make jokes, the jokes are lies. So you have a comedian who just makes people laugh, people's heart becomes hard, his heart becomes hard. Allah forgive us, Allah protect us. Once there was a person who came to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, I need transport, I need a conveyance. In other words, he asked for a camel. So Rasulullah says, I'll give you a baby camel. Ya Rasulullah, what will I do with the waladun naqa, with the baby camel? A baby camel is small, how am I going to ride it? I need a big camel. Camel to transport me. So Rasulullah said, is not every camel the baby of its mother? So even though the camel is big in age, but it is still the child of its mother. Like a person living today, a person is 50, 60 years old, and his mother is still alive, 80 years old, 85 years old. So that old mother will still tell the others, this is my child. She'll tell the grandchildren, your papa is my child. So the Rasulullah was humorous. He was light-hearted. A little bit of mizah in Arabic calls mizah. Jesting, joking, permissible. But it was the truth. Another old lady came, Ya Rasulullah, make dua, I enter Jannah. Said, oh, ho, ho, old ladies can't, won't enter Jannah. She began crying. Rasulullah told the Sahabi, explain to her, no. When you will go into Jannah, you'll be young. Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. Faja'allahunna abakaran urban atraba. People will be young. They'll be virgins. They'll be virgins of similar age. They'll be young. They won't be old. So he joked, but the joke was permissible. But there wasn't a roaring laughter in his life. Because this is only going to make our heart become hard or dead. It'll corrupt our heart. That nur that is within the heart will become extinguished. And therefore, it is important that when we laugh also, do not laugh excessively. We must be able to control our laughter. Control our laughter. It needs a lot of mudahada, a lot of practice. Otherwise, what happens? The person loses his demeanor. He loses his dignity and respect. People will laugh, but in their hearts, you know, this guy is a clown, man. Whenever he comes, he's just joking, just laughing. And when we are laughing, what happens? Then sometimes we do things or we say things that can be very detrimental to our iman. We don't realize it. So laughter also, we have to have within our control, within our limits. So in this last advice of Rasulullah says to Sayyidina Abu Hurairah, so the important advice, and the final one was, لا تكثري الضحك فإن كثرة الضحك تميت القلب. Once Rasulullah he entered upon the Sahaba, and they were busy, they were laughing. And they were laughing aloud. Rasulullah immediately reprimanded them. And he said, لو تعلمون ما أعلموا لضحكتم قليلا ولبكيتم كثيرا. If only you know what I know about the Akhirah, what I know about the horrors of maut, the sakrat of maut, the pangs of maut, the conditions of qabr, and the conditions of qiyamah, the horrifying conditions of qiyamah, then you would laugh less and you would cry more. The moment Sahaba heard this, all of them, they put their heads down. They put their heads down and they all began to sob. They all began to sob. It had an effect on their hearts. They realized that ghaflat will take a person away from remembering the Akhirah. And therefore Rasulullah said, يعني أكثر ذكر هذه من اللذات يعني الموت. Remember death in often. أكثر ذكر هذه من اللذات, the terminator of pleasures. Laughter makes us forget akhirat. Laughter makes us forget our purpose in this life. It is important that all the time, every now and then, check our intentions, remind ourselves that why am I here in this world? How am I doing? Am I ready to meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is my heart a qalbun saleem? Is my heart a sound heart? Has it got life in it spiritually? Is it dead or is it alive? So many people complain that I'm not getting any feelings I don't have any zawq to do ta'at, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no enjoyment in my dhikr tilawat. There are many reasons, but one of the reasons is which we normally forget and we overlook, is laughing excessively. So Allah Ta'ala grant me first, grant all of us the tawfiq of making amal on these beautiful five advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and make amal on it, try and pass it on to somebody else who will make amal on it, and we'll also be rewarded. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Jazakallahu khairan. Sayyidina Muhammad. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك شكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث
أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا الله ما لغناكم عافر ما ما لخطاوكم عافر ما يا الله forgive us completely my Allah. يا الله هم نادم هم شرمندا هي. يا الله our lives be wasted in sins and disobedience my Allah. يا الله forgive us my Allah. يا الله grant us توبة النصوحة يا الله. Help us to change our lives my Allah. Help us to improve our lives my Allah. Give us a hayat in our lives my Allah. In our hearts my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a qalb, Ya Allah, which is saleem, Ya Allah, which is vibrant, Ya Allah, which is filled with your love and ishq, and ishq of Rasooli Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't make our hearts, our spiritual hearts dead, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make them become sick and weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all the wrongs, my Allah. Ya Allah, this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we learned, these five advices, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us make amal on it, Ya Allah. Give us tawfiq of making amal upon it, my Allah. Help us to pass it on to others also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us good qualities, Ya Allah. Give us good akhlaq, my Allah. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing amali saliha, such deeds that will please you, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and accept it from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Give us your proximity, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, Ya Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are maqruz, who have got debts, Ya Allah. Have them to pay off the debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us such, Ya Allah, which is tayyib and wholesome and pure and halal. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Don't make us, Ya Allah, indulge in israf, my Allah. Don't make us waste, Ya Allah, our wealth, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us look after the poor and the needy, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, these Mubarak days of Hajj are coming, Ya Allah. The days of Qurbani, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people in the world, Ya Allah, who won't even have some food to eat on the day of Qurbani also, my Allah. Help us, my Allah, to assist them, my Allah. Ya Allah, Muslim brothers and sisters and masoom children in Gaza, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. They have undergone such pain and such difficulties, my Allah. Ab tu raham farma. Karam ka maamla farma. Ya Allah, you are hakim and hakim, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. Nothing can make you helpless and aajiz and weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. You are qadir and qadir, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Musliman ku, Ya Allah. Fatah naseeb for my Allah. Grant them victory, my Allah. Grant them afiyat and happiness in their lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, restore their homes, Ya Allah. Bring them back to their homes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them, Ya Allah, water. Give them food. Give them clothing. Give them protection and shelter, my Allah. Ya Allah, drive the enemy away from them, my Allah. And jahan bhi Musliman pareshan hal ho, Ya Allah. Whichever part of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make deen ghalib, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make deen ghalib, my Allah. Ya Allah, make deen ghalib, my Allah. Don't make us become weaklings, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, guide us, forgive us, protect us, my Allah. Give us more to the iman, my Allah. More in Medina Sharif. Baril Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of Qiyamah. The Hawdi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, we have come here tonight, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and others at home, Ya Allah, they have raised their hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we only begging from you, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Ya qadhi al-hajat. Ya dafi' al-baliyat. Ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham. Mufarrij al-ham. Mujib da'wati al-muttarreen idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. Biqadaiha wa najahiha. Rahmatan tughnina biha. Rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, Ya Allah. Whoever is parishan hal, remove his sorrows, his worries, his difficulties, his hardship, my Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirin, fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasidin. Ya Allah, protect us from all evil people, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqrabin, maqbulin. Protect all of us from every type of fitna, especially the fitnas of the Dajjal, my Allah.
لَلَا حَاضِرِينَ غَائِبِينَ سَبْكِ دُعَا قَبُولْ فَرْمَا رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.